Hi, my name is Andrew Fritz, and you're listening to the Souls Gone Wild podcast. For those that are new here, my wife and I travel full-time in an RV throughout the United States. We have a YouTube channel called Souls Gone Wild, where we post travel videos, yoga videos, meditation videos, and of course this podcast. Back in 2007, in Chicago, Illinois, I went to a psychic school where I learned a lot about clairvoyance, energy healing, meditation, kundalini, and much more. And I'd like to share that information here with you guys. Also got a blog at soulsgonewild.com. If you're interested in learning more about some classes that I teach and receiving psychic readings, you can go to that same website, soulsgonewild.com. Also, before we get started, just want to say a thank you to Colleen and Mary Ellen for supporting our content, our blog, our YouTube channel, and this podcast. If that's something that you're interested in doing, is supporting us, you can check out patreon.com/soulsgonewild. So thank you to them, and we really appreciate that. Okay, so it's probably just going to be a short episode, but I want to talk about dream recall and a recent lucid dream. So for starters, I just want to start with, dream recall. And for the past, it's almost been 6 months I've been keeping a dream journal. And what I've noticed is that over time, the dream recall ability gets better. That's what I've noticed for myself. Now, there are random nights where I don't remember anything. And I'll just write that in, for that date. I'll just say, I don't remember. Or, there just might be, a day or two where I wake up and it's just, it's very little. I'll still write something down, though. And then sometimes this happens. There's like a little small stretch of these where I'm not remembering or I'm remembering very little. And that's what's happening right now to me. And what I've noticed as a pattern, by doing this for the past 6 months, either it's stress, like something's very stressful is happening, actually three things. So stress, that really messes things up, I noticed for myself. Changing around like my work and sleep schedule, I did that once and that really messed things up. Something is about to change. I'm about to take a leap in some way or kind of make a breakthrough and improve my dream recall in a significant way. And so I'm not really experiencing a lot of stress right now. I normally don't. And so it's not stress. I haven't changed my sleep schedule in a while, so it's been fairly consistent. So I know that it's most likely going to be some sort of breakthrough. It might not be something major, but something. So that's something I notice. When I first started doing this, my thoughts were, well, from, the first day I started my dream journal, I'll write a little, and just each day it's just going to get better and better and better and better. And that's not really the case. Sometimes, like I said, there's a day I just don't remember, or it's very little. And the next day it could be, I can remember, a lot. But there are these times where things kind of get foggy, and it's a little sign that says, okay, hey, something's going on here. You're about to, clear some energy and take your next step in remembering your dreams. So that's something that's happened to me at this time now. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is a recent lucid dream. And I experienced some new things, and that's why I'd like to share this. So I was having a dream. And this is very common for me, I'm at my parents' house. And I was inside and having a conversation with my father, and the dream just, boom, shifted, and suddenly I'm outside of my parents' house, and I see my mother off in the distance in the driveway, and I was thinking something, and I thought, well, maybe I should go ask my mom about this and see what she thinks, and before I was able to do that, this normal dream was starting to shift to a nightmare. This is very, very unusual. Over the past 6 months, probably no more than five nightmares in the past 6 months. Probably less than five. I don't know. So basically, what happens is I start to grow fangs. I grew fangs, like vampire fangs, and then from the sky, This is where the direct, you know, where it seemed to be coming from. I noticed this like creepy or just eerie music, something you'd hear in a horror film. So this music began playing, and I was like, okay, this is interesting. Like, I could sense right away that this dream was shifting into a nightmare, and so I didn't want that to happen. And I just remember thinking, you know, this is a dream. You know, I felt kind of like I panicked for like a quick moment, and then I was able to recognize, oh, it's a dream, you know. And as I was starting to walk, I felt like I was frozen for a little bit. And once I realized, okay, this is a dream, that ran through my head, and I started walking towards the driveway, in the direction of where my mother was, but she was no longer there. I didn't see her anymore. But I'm walking, and as I'm walking, I don't see my hands, but I know that I'm trying to do the reality check. You know, this is a reality check I've done. Yeah, I do many times in my waking life, and I've even done it in a few times in my dreams. And so I'm trying to put one hand through the other hands, and it's I don't know why I'm experiencing some efforts. Nothing's kind of working, and but I keep repeating to myself, you know, this is a dream. This is a dream. I didn't want to, you know, lose consciousness or just kind of have that experience of fading to black or waking up. So I end up walking behind the house, in the backyard, and I did a different reality check. So the one I did was I pinched my nose, and I tried breathing. And obviously, if you pinch your nose in real life, you know the airflow is not going to go through. But in the dream, it will, and that's what I experienced. I could feel the air going through my nostrils in this dream. And so that confirmed to me, yes, this is definitely a dream. Even though I already knew, it's good to have that confirmation and just do that periodically. But the strange thing is that the dream ended after that. Even though I just confirmed through that reality check, I woke up. And I'm not entirely sure why. I don't know if because this was the first time I did a different type of reality check in the dream. Maybe I was just a little surprised or caught off guard that, you know, oh, I feel the air, you know, the air going through my nostrils. That might have been it. Not entirely sure. But this was a short, lucid dream. And most of them are. And so the two unique things that happened is that I was able to experience a different reality check in the dream. And yeah, my main one has always been, you know, the hand, you know, trying to get one hand through the other hand. So it was the first time I got the nose reality check. I've seen some other things in previous dreams. You know, I remember a long time ago I had, there was one night where I was, I don't even think I did a podcast about this, but it was just, I was just having multiple lucid dreams, but I mean, they were so short. I mean, literally become aware that I'm dreaming and then just, I would just, you know, lose, it would fall right back into a regular dream. So I wasn't really counting them or, you know, so, and one of those dreams, I think some of those dreams, I don't even know how I was becoming aware that they were loose, you know, they were dreams. It just kind of happened. But there was one where I was using my phone as almost a reality check, where I was noticing text or numbers that were looking very strange, and that's how I got tipped off. Okay, so the second aspect of this that was new was, you know, being able to prevent a nightmare. So that was definitely the direction it was going, and I managed to stop it, which is pretty cool. So I imagine, or at least I hope, that in the future, you know, if I have a nightmare, that I'll recognize it and use it to turn it into a lucid dream. So something else here, I don't know if I brought this up in the podcast or not, but so I teach English online, and lately I've been using a website, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, Engu.com. So it basically there's a portion of this website that's free, and they have a daily news section, and they have a bunch of articles, you know, that the students can read, and that you can help them with their pronunciation, and, you know, there's some vocabulary and other things to learn. But one of the lessons or articles that I found was called How to Become a Lucid Dreamer. And I thought that was pretty cool. So I've been using this one a lot. And 'cause a lot of people just don't know a lot about it. So it's fun to see people's the responses to when they learn about lucid dreaming. Some people really think it's weird and cool, and they're like, oh, maybe I'll give that a shot. I'll try that. And then I think some people find it a little too weird, and they're just kind of like, oh, they got to learn some new words. Because the format of this goes, you learn some vocabulary. There's the short article, which is, about how to become a lucid dreamer. And then there's just like all these different questions about the article, and then personal questions related to the article about dreams and lucid dreams. So it's cool. You can start up a good conversation using these different lessons. But this is one in particular that I've been using a lot. So I feel like, I'm definitely not an expert. I've only got 6 months basically under my belt as far as practicing, lucid dreaming and astral projection and just dream journaling. So definitely not an expert at all. But I feel like I'm already kind of teaching it. You know what I mean? I know the basics of it. I've had some experiences. So I can at least share that information with others. I'm just kind of explaining to other people. And I think that's helpful in my own practice because, the more I'm talking about it, the more I'm explaining it or teaching it, then, I think I'll increase my chances of, having these lucid dreams. It's just a fun thing to talk about for me with other people. Like I said, not a lot of people know about it. Some people get weirded out by it and they're not too interested in the topic and they're just, they get to learn, some new words and I can help them with their pronunciation. But there are some people that do find it interesting and they want to learn, and I can go into more details about it. Just some things that I personally learned and experienced. So it's a lot of fun because I don't, in general, get to talk a lot about this with other people. And that's one of the reasons I have this podcast and YouTube channel. It's just, I just, just talking to the camera, at least talking about it and expressing myself about these experiences and something that I have a passion for. So. Okay, I think that's all I wanted to talk about for this specific episode. There's a couple days left. If you're interested in getting a free psychic reading on lucid dreaming and astral projection, and I'm going to pick two winners, one via the blog and one via the YouTube channel. And I've already got some people that have commented on the specific video that I created about the free reading. So that's how you do it. You subscribe and then you leave a comment on that video, and that's kind of what puts you into this. I don't know if it's a contest you want to call that, but to be, to qualify and to be possibly selected. Same thing with the blog. You'd have to be following the blog, and then there's a recent article about the free reading, and you just comment on it. No one's commented on the blog, that specific article, and that was the instruction. So if no one, I mean, some people have liked it, but you gotta leave a comment. That's the whole point. You subscribe to the blog and then leave a comment. So far no one's done that, so it might just be one winner via the YouTube channel. So yeah, we'll see. You have a little more time here. I think I'm gonna be picking the winner, or hopefully winners if we get someone on the blog too. This coming Tuesday, so the 14th. So you got a couple more days. Okay. All right, so that is all for this episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.